You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary?
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected
polio?
By mental illness?
You can promote
Mommy
peace.
Hunterdon is the
you
locally
can feed the hungry.
To NAMI, the
you
National
can help
Alliance
children do better in school.
We are all
because
volunteers.
Rotary believes
all
that
our
by working together, you can
we
do anything.
We offer family to family a 12-week
course. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt.
Adult member with
learn more
illness.
About Rotary and join
another
me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour,
who are living with
a show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is.
Another
find us on the
we
web at
rotarynj.org. With a child
Rotary,
an adolescent
humanity in motion.
Mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word, opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse and Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntertonChamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon area begins today with sunny skies early and then becoming mostly cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. Light westerly winds becoming northwesterly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 31, light northwesterly winds. Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 55, light and variable winds. And Saturday evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 42 and calm winds. Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy and a high near 62 degrees. Southwesterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Sunday night, we have a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, and the low around 46 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Start your work week on Monday, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 63 degrees is in the forecast. And Monday evening, mostly cloudy, with a low around 45. And good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline's radio show every Friday morning between 10 and 11. And I am your host, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, Susan Lax. And there's so much going on in Hunterdon County in November, so much that I'm going to share it with you. We've got things going on with the Chamber, the big home and business expo on November 5th. And we have Family Promises dinner or event on November 14th. And we have Hunterdon Helpline's dinner in Clinton, the town crawl, on November 17th. Lots of different things, like I said, going on. And we hope that you attend all of them. So there. I'm going to take a very short break and be right back.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. And I have tons to talk to you about today, like I said, not just with Hunterdon Helpline, but with the other organizations that have things coming up in November. We're going to start, however, with Helpline's great new publication of Choices for Seniors. We did this almost 2 years ago, and the second edition, which also has a 18-month shelf life, is hot off the press. Is the way you say that. Choices for Seniors is an elder care directory for seniors and their caregivers, something that Helpline started because we had so many calls through our First Assist program from not just seniors, but their caregivers, physicians, etc., asking for what resources could be of assistance to their senior clientele. And we decided, rather than keep answering the same questions over and over again, that we would put together a directory that was aimed at providing the information that's so sorely needed. Don't forget that the graying of America is taking place right here in Hunterdon County. We're growing in leaps and bounds in terms of the baby boomers who are now becoming seniors, and the Freeholders Comprehensive Economic Development Strategies Report indicates that it is the growing population in the county. Well, what does that mean? In some respects, it means great. You know, people retire. Sometimes they have disposable income. They're no longer taking care of kids, paying college tuition, etc. But in other cases, it means increased medical issues, the inability to work any longer, mobility issues, et cetera, et cetera. And having resources that avail seniors the opportunity to age in place is a huge thing. I'm glad to say that Hunterdon County has many of those resources. But how do we get that information out to the public? Well, Choices for Seniors is certainly one of those ways. And we're very proud of Issue 2. Like Issue 1, it has a directory in the front, and it is a directory of nonprofits and government agencies for seniors in a four-county area. The directory covers Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer, and Warren counties, because we know that many people in those counties come into Hunterdon County and are consumers here, and vice versa. So if somebody's looking for an assisted living facility, for instance, there are so many wonderful opportunities in Hunterdon County. Hunterdon Care Center, Independence Manor, Country Arc, so many. But there are also opportunities in the other counties. So we have people, say, in Mercer County coming in using the resources here, deciding that the best care center is right here in Hunterdon, and vice versa, depending upon, again, so many different factors, not just the wonderful institutions that they are. It could be where the caregiver lives or what have you. So we try to make a nice general geographic area that might be used by all of the people who would partake in this. So again, you have the directory up front of nonprofits and government agencies. That includes the offices on aging. That includes bereavement support, daycare centers, all for seniors. You cannot be in this publication unless you very specifically have an elder care service program or product. So after that, we have all the different businesses that are advertising beyond that directory. And again, they cannot advertise unless they have an elder care program, service, or product. Very important. We have a lot of people who want to advertise to this community because, again, it is a huge growing population. But all we want in this directory are those people who very specifically offer something to the senior community. A listing of senior centers in all four counties and different programs in all four counties. And then lots of wonderful articles about different things. For instance, on socialization, very necessary to aging in place. Memory loss. St. Luke's has a wonderful article in the publication about memory loss. Also, a very big directory that is included for Hunterdon Healthcare Systems. As we know, they have a huge, wonderful division on senior care. And also transitional care. There's a great article in there about transitional care. It was included by Elizabeth Heedles, who is at Care One at Somerset Valley. Really, we're all transitioning at any stage in our life, but I think that seniors probably are the largest demographic with the most transitional times in this particular phase of their life, if that makes sense. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back after these brief messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon's place to be Friday mornings, 10 to 11. I'm Susan Lax, and I am the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. We were talking about our publication, and it is called Choices for Seniors, an elder care directory for seniors and their caregivers. And we have a variety of information in there, not just for seniors, not just for caregivers, but for physicians, for service providers, for so many different people who are helping this particular demographic group. So what I did say is, you know, we have a lot of different articles in here. There's an article about transitions for seniors. And that's a very important topic. And like I said before, our first assist helpline, when people call in and they ask for resources regarding seniors, this is huge. And the reason it's huge is because a senior at a certain time in their life realizes that, for instance, the big house with the four bedrooms is no longer needed. It's time to downsize. The kids are gone. They come for visits, yes, but do they need all of that space? Even do they need all of the things that they have accumulated for so long and that require additional cleaning and responsibility, etc.? So they decide, well, we can get rid of some of these things, or we can downsize, we can move into a condo, we can move into a retirement community, what have you. From there, there's another transition, and hopefully not till much later in life, but again, the medical care or the medical health is waning, mental health might be an issue as well, and perhaps more care is needed in these areas, medication, ambulatory needs, things of that nature. And so what happens is that condo or even the retirement community might not be the appropriate living space. And maybe the person then decides it's time for assisted living. Or I don't need 24-hour care, but I certainly need to be in an environment that offers me care when I need it. Perhaps tells me when to take my medication, make sure that I am seen by a physician, etc., etc. And from there, we know that oftentimes we go from assisted living into the nursing homes. With Alzheimer's being as great a problem as it is, sometimes the nursing homes also result in going into an Alzheimer's wing or division of that facility. So we reach this certain age where, you know, people think of retirement as, oh, we get rid of all that other baggage, where you don't have to go to school, we don't have to go to work. It's a nice leisurely time in our life. But I think one of the things that people forget is it's ripe with transitions all the time. Moving to another area, for instance, not wanting to be away from the kids who no longer live in, you know, the family compound, if you will, as they did in days of yore. So moving closer to grandchildren. All of these things bring up a lot of different questions and a lot of different options for a senior. So making that transition is huge. Choices for Seniors Directory helps navigate some of those questions and offers the kinds of services, programs, again, products that are necessary. For instance, perhaps somebody physically has become less ambulatory, needs a cane, needs a walker, etc. You know, where do they go for that? These are things that suddenly happen in your lifetime that you weren't prepared for necessarily. Or even making the transition from the large house to, say, the condo. You have to move, you have to pack up. What else is involved? The electricity and so forth. There are companies that are, in fact, listed in here that help with that kind of transition as well. Or outfitting the new home or even the existing home with some of the accessories that someone needs if they have a disability in their shower, in their bath, etc. So it is a huge time of looking at those options. And also for the person that might not be right there on the edge yet, ready to make those decisions, oftentimes people are, in fact, planning ahead, which is extremely important. What will I want to do when I reach that point? I live in a farm. That's going to be a huge transition to go from my farm, big farmhouse, all the animals, pasture, you know, I can spread out, I can do what I want there, to downsizing to even a residential home. Even if I don't go into assisted living or into a condo situation, if I just transition to a normal residential three-bedroom home on a town block, that's going to be huge. How am I going to navigate all of that? Again, with me, I've got animals. That's another question. So we really reach a point in our lives where some of these questions really need to be answered. We need to plan for them. And another part of it, and people don't like talking about this, is what about our medical care if something should happen to us? Do we have a will? Have we planned for an executor of our estate? What are our thoughts or opinions or wants when it comes to when we no longer can make medical decisions for ourselves? Do we want to be on life support? How do we want our family to navigate those situations? There's so many things that we should be thinking about, and more importantly, there are options that we should know about And those options, again, do we have a will? Have we filled out a pulse that says, well, if I'm at this stage in my life, I would like this? Or what's important to me? Does my physician know where I want to be at any given stage of my life when my life is nearing its end? Death is part of life, and those questions are going to come up as well. And you're not just doing it for yourself. You know, many people say, oh, what the heck? I'm not going to be around anyway, so what do I care? Well, your family will be around, and your family is going to make decisions based upon their opinions and their wants if they don't know what yours are and have no way to honor them. So this is also very important when we talk about these things. Another important aspect of that too is making sure we know what services are available so that our family is not left alone in that decision-making process, but also in the caregiving process. Are we aware of hospice? This is an unbelievable program. What hospice volunteers do for people who are sick and nearing the end of their life is amazing, absolutely amazing. And I've worked with the hospice volunteers. I'm very much attuned to what Hunterdon Healthcare Systems Hospice Program is all about. I serve with them on committees, etc. It is amazing what they do for the client, for the patient. But it is also amazing what they do for the families involved. And having been through these situations, I personally know the difference that it makes. It's a huge difference for every member of that family. And even the family that does not live close. Because we all know that it's usually one sibling that has to take care of the parent, because another sibling does not live close by, or perhaps doesn't have the ability, the scheduling. So many different factors go into this. So even for the sibling that's not even living in the area, knowing that both their parent and their sibling is being taken care of through the hospice program at this difficult stage of life, it's very, very important. Very important. But most of all, knowing about what those options are, that's the key to being able to make a decision. You cannot make a decision, you cannot have a game plan unless you know what those options are. And there are so many options. There's options to have your loved one age in place in their own home, if they're able to do that. Certainly, Hunterdon Helpline has programs for that, both our telephone reassurance program, where we call several times a day, or our friendly visitor program. But there are other options as well to keep the person aging in the community connected to the community. And that goes through your local office on aging, many programs there. There are many programs that, even when they go into an assisted living situation, are available to them. Again, we talk about hospice. We talk about visiting nurses. We talk about so many options that are offered, not just through nonprofits such as Hunterdon Helpline, but through the hospitals in your area, through your public health departments. And again, start with Choices for Seniors. It is truly a wonderful directory to begin that conversation with your loved one, with your family members, and to start to navigate what that community that you live in offers, but also to come up with that game plan. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
You USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A high school student in Stafford County, Virginia is under arrest charges. He threatened to bomb his school. Brook Point High student Lexi Reinick says it's something she'd never expect.
You see it in the movies, you know, you hear about it in the news, but...
Not here.
No, not here.
The sheriff's office says the school resource officer received a call from the principal Tuesday, saying he'd received tips from parents about the 15-year-old boy's plans. A 12-year-old Dallas boy is under arrest on claims he was plotting to shoot up a school. Police say the boy had a detailed map of how he'd attack Trinity Basin Preparatory Campus and showed it to a friend of his. A compromised budget and debt deal is set to hit the president's desk. The bill funds the government for 2 years and extends the federal debt limit until March of 2017. Congress approved the bill in a late-night vote of 64-35. The Justice Department begins releasing thousands of federal prison inmates today. More than 6,000 drug offenders are eligible for early release under the U.S. Sentencing Commission's new guidelines. You're listening to USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenelle lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A high school student in Stafford County, Virginia is under arrest charges he threatened to bomb his school. Brook Point High student Lexi Reinick says it's something she'd never expect.
You see it in the movies, you know, you hear about it in the news, but...
Not here.
No, not here.
The sheriff's office says the school resource officer received a call from the principal Tuesday, saying he'd received tips from parents about the 15-year-old boy's plans. A 12-year-old Dallas boy is under arrest on claims he was plotting to shoot up a school. Police say the boy had a detailed map of how he'd attack Trinity Basin Preparatory Campus and showed it to a friend of his. A compromised budget and debt deal is set to hit the president's desk. The bill funds the government for 2 years and extends the federal debt limit until March of 2017. Congress approved the bill in a late-night vote of 64-35. The Justice Department begins releasing thousands of federal prison inmates today. More than 6,000 drug offenders are eligible for early release under the U.S. Sentencing Commission's new guidelines. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because as we age, our brains stop producing vital neuropeptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 800-413-8643.
Many of those in the nation's pro-life community are overjoyed with Paul Ryan taking over as the new Speaker of the House. USA Headline News' John Clemens has more.
Known for his consistent pro-life values, the Wisconsin Republican at the age of 45 is the youngest speaker in more than 140 years. Americans United for Life General Counsel Ovid LaMontagne says the election of Paul Ryan to speaker will mean a lot for the pro-life cause.
His track record has been one who's been a committed pro-life legislator, and we're really confident that Paul Ryan will continue the work of the speaker in terms of these investigations of Planned Parenthood, as well as bring a fresh perspective in the speaker's office. So a new leadership is always a good thing, especially when it's principled leadership, which I think Paul Ryan brings to that office.
I'm John Clemens.
Macy's is putting holiday shopping ahead of the holiday spirit. The department store chain announced it will open its doors at 6 o'clock on the evening of Thanksgiving this year. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Patriots are going into November still unbeaten. Tom Brady threw for 356 yards and four touchdowns last night as New England rolled over the Miami Dolphins 36-7. Julian Edelman caught two touchdown passes to help the Pats improve to 7-0. Miami dropped to 3-4. The feds are talking to St. Louis officials about seven area church fires. All of the blazes were started at the doors of the places of worship. The FBI and ATF met yesterday with state and local agencies to share information with local pastors and listen to their concerns. The feds advised the church leaders to increase their security by adding surveillance cameras, extra lighting, and alarms. There's a $9,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the arson case, and a fund has been created to help repair the damaged churches. Heart disease experts say it's important for women to know their cholesterol numbers in order to lower the risk of heart disease. Cardiologist Pamela Morris is with the National Lipid Association.
The sooner you know your cholesterol level, the sooner you begin either diet, physical activity, or cholesterol-lowering therapy, the greater chance you will have of preventing heart attack or stroke.
Dr. Morris says it's important to talk to your doctor about how to prevent heart disease.
It's absolutely critical that women look at their risk factors to be sure that they have control, particularly cholesterol, as soon as possible.
Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. It's more deadly than all forms of cancer combined. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show on Friday mornings here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax. I'm your host of the show, and I'm discussing choices for seniors, an elderly care directory for seniors and their caregivers that Hunterdon Helpline has been publishing the last couple of years, and issue two has just hit the stands, as they say. It's a free publication. We've been talking about a lot of the transitions that a senior faces, and Hunterdon County has a lot of options to answer those questions, as do the other counties that are part of Choices for Seniors. So what I wanted to do was to say that you can get this publication all over the different, at the different senior centers. You can get it at Hunterdon Helpline. Give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And we can tell you where you can find it, because it's distributed throughout the four counties, Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer, and Warren. And like I said before, transitioning for a senior is huge. Some people can do as many as three transitions in just 2 years' time. We have some of our senior clients who have been doing very, very well in their 80s, and suddenly, the next thing we know, they have to go into the hospital. They go into rehab. Suddenly, they're next in an assisted living, and finally in a nursing home. And this can be in the matter of months. Hopefully it's not. But again, looking at those transitions beforehand, looking at the options beforehand, having a game plan, knowing what you want your life to be at any one of those stages is huge. And again, Choices for Seniors helps with that. Just looking at what they offer, the nonprofit and government agencies that are listed in the directory is huge for knowing what your area, what your county is offering. Looking at issues of health care, what's available. In the directory, we have information on Alzheimer's, dentists, eye care, basic health and wellness, home care, hospice. We talked about that in the last segment. fantastic service for not just the patient, but also their family. Hospitals, physicians, even speech and hearing. What kind of facilities are you interested in? Are you interested in adult daycare, so you don't have to leave your home, but you don't want to be left alone during the day, and you also want to have interaction with other folks? Assisted living, rehabilitation. Maybe you've had that, you know, the infamous hip replacement, and you need rehab before you can go back home. Retirement communities. Again, I said at an earlier segment, I have a farm. I'm going to have to start looking at what happens when I need to leave that farm, when I can no longer maintain that farm. I'm going to have to downsize in some capacity. Maybe it's a retirement community that I go to afterwards. But again, these options are there. Skilled nursing. Can I age in place in my home even if I have a chronic mental or physical health situation that does require supervision of some kind? Can I still stay in the home? Well, skilled nursing, visiting nurses, all of that, these are options that we need to know about. And again, planning ahead is crucial. If I downsize from my house, or even if I stay in my house, does my house need to be retrofitted with opportunities for safe manipulation in the bath, in the shower, because I've suddenly now have a disability? So these are issues that need to be looked at, and also options that need to be addressed but read about, and we have that information and choices as well. Transportation, and then business services. I mentioned before, do you have a will? Have you filled out a pulse? Does your physician know what your wishes are in terms of long-term care? Attorneys, estate planners, financial planners, you know, we don't like to talk about death, but it is a fact of life. Do we know what our funeral is going to look like? Where do we want our funeral service? What about basic moving? If I'm going to downsize, all of these issues are right here in this directory. Again, call Hunterdon Helpline at 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. To get your free copy of Choices for Seniors. It's a glossy publication, one that can be right there on your cocktail table for the next 18 months of its life before we update it. It is obviously attractive. It is also font-friendly for those of us who need reading glasses, etc. So we try to make it accessible to the audience that should be looking at it, should be planning ahead. And again, that's not just the senior, but also their caregivers, also physicians, etc. If you want copies of it in your office because you have a clientele that would be interested or in need, again, just give us a call at 908-782-4357. Yes, Hunterdon Helpline has a division of seniors and disability services. So while you want to look at Choices for Seniors, go on our website to learn all about what we offer seniors and their caregivers at www.helplinehc.org. That's www.helplinehc.org. And I promised at the beginning that a lot of great things are coming up that you need to be aware of, including the new publication, or the new issue, I should say, of Choices for Seniors. So right after this break, we're going to talk about them. So stay tuned.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at
www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon County's radio station, radio show, on the Chamber of Commerce internet radio station. Always glad to be here, always glad to share. And we talked about Choices for Seniors Directory. The issue 2 is out. And get your copy, free copy, or ask if you need some for your office, for your clients. Just give us a call at 908-782-4357. And I want to say that Hunterdon Helpline is, of course, your first call for help. It has been for 46 years. Whatever the need is, basic human resources, support for seniors and persons with disability, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, and we are 24/7, 365 days out of the year. You give us a call at 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357 to ask us, a human being at the other end of the line, no menu, no choices. Someone will answer 24/7, whatever the need is. We will be there to help you navigate your problem, afford you opportunities with other organizations that might be appropriate to solve your problems or to give you that holistic solution so that you can, again, be successful just in life, in your community, on the job, and within your family. 1-800-272-4630 or visit us on the internet, where you can find out more about all of our programs at www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org. And one of the things that we do and we're connected with is Give Hunterdon, and there's so many different things coming up in November that I wanted you to be aware of. You can always go to GiveHunterdon.org. It is Hunterdon County's source for nonprofit giving, and find out exactly what's going on. So many things are coming up in November that I'm going to share with you today, starting with next Thursday, the Home and Business Expo. And I've been going to the Home and Business Expo for quite some time because I used to work for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And It is a wonderful opportunity for the public to come to see all the businesses in the area. But it's also a wonderful opportunity for the businesses in the area to network with other businesses and see what the products and services and programs are that are in the county. After all, you look to the right, you look to the left when you're a organization having a booth there, and those are your clients, those are your consumers. So it's a fabulous event. There'll be nonprofits there. 100 and Helpline will be there to provide you with information about our services. And it truly is sort of a one-stop shop, if you will, about Hunterdon County. So that is next Thursday, the 5th, at Hunterdon Central High School. And it's going to be fabulous. Plus, it also has all the restaurants as well there, and you get to partake in that. And a shout out to ShopRite will be there as also. So that's next Thursday at Hunterdon Central, and that is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Home and Business Expo. And then many of our friends in the nonprofit world in November are having wonderful events. One of them is the event put on by Family Promise. It's called Home Sweet Home. It is November 14th, and that is at 7 o'clock. And it is at Grape Finale, the Hands-On Winery at 8 Bartles Corner Road. And they are doing something a little bit different this year, Family Promise is. Instead of their usual taste of Hunterdon, and they're also having it on a Saturday, which is different as well, to support their organization. And Family Promise is an incredible organization. Again, you can read about it more at givehunterdon.org. It is exceptionally vital to the families in Hunterdon County that need your help. Exceptionally vital. We do sheltering here in Hunterdon County as well, but Family Promise with families, children, it's amazing what they've done over the years. And a shout out to all of the churches and the houses of worship and the synagogues that help with their sheltering program. So again, that's November 14th, and we hope you can make it. If you need more information, you need to again contact Family Promise. And I'm just going to give you the phone number, and you can also go to their website. And I'm unfortunately missing there. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to redo that. Hold on 1 second. Just lost their phone number. But go to Family Promise on the givehunterdon.org website. I'm a little discombobulated today because I took over the show and wasn't able to access some of the mics, etc. So I do apologize today for that. But no problem. We'll get through it. All you have to do, like I said, is go to givehunterdon.org, and you can see all the organizations and what they have coming up. So that's on the 14th. Now I'm going to give a shout out to our program, which is on November 17th. It is our town crawl, And we've done something a little bit differently this year for our annual dinner. Instead of having the normal kinds of dinners last year, we did something a little bit differently as well. We divided it up into three dinners. But this year, what we're doing is what we call the Town Crawls, Cuisine, Culture, and Camaraderie. And we are doing a progressive dinner through different towns. We just had one in September in Flemington. It was great. We started out at Viva Mexico. We went to T-Berry's and ended up at Somi Gallery for dessert by the Factory Fuel Company. And on November 17th in Clinton, we're going to start out for appetizers at Prue Thai. And then we're going to go on to the Clinton House for dinner. And then finally, the Hunterdon Art Museum for both art and dessert. And it's going to be fabulous, I know, because like I said, we already tested the waters in Flemington and you can't get any better. But more importantly, these events support Hunterdon Helpline's free programs and services. We don't and never have charged for any of our programs and services. We don't plan on it, and we don't plan on it knowing that you are a giving community and that you will support us. The tickets to the Town of Clinton Town Crawl are $100 per person. Now, you may say, well, $100, I'm not going to spend that. Well, $50 of that goes to your four-course meal, which you would spend anywhere in a restaurant. So consider this your night out. The other $50 is tax deductible as your donation to our 501c3 nonprofit. So it's a double whammy. You get to have a fantastic night. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about Clinton. Instead of honoring a person, we are honoring the town itself. So you're going to learn about Clinton, and you're going to enjoy going not to one restaurant, but to two, and also to partake in desserts provided by Christie's Artisan Bread and Pastries. So very important that, one, you support us, but you will also be having a fantastic, fantastic time. How do you get tickets? You can go to www.helplinehc.org, find more about it, and go ahead and purchase your tickets online, or you can call us at 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. Unfortunately, my time is up here. Coming up next is Boomer's World. Thank you for tuning in and bearing with me with the technical difficulty that I was experiencing. But I still think I gave you a lot of information, particularly about seniors and the upcoming events here in the county in November. So shout out to everyone who will participate and also support. Very, very important. That's what Hands Across Hunterdon is all about. It's about your helping hands, whether you volunteer, make a donation, or support organizations by attending their events. So we hope to see you in Clinton on November 17th. You all have a great weekend and a happy and safe, emphasis on safe, Halloween.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.com. hunterdenchamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdenchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At Pringle.
This was an intensive NYPD study covering 20 years, and it just was released internally, but the New York Post got a hold of it. The study looked at roughly 40,000 NYPD officers working on 9/11, and it shows...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical